Can we talk about the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, and what it has done for Colorado?
Sure. Among the most significant things it's done is it's dramatically reduced our rates of uninsured Coloradans down from about 14% to just below 7%.
The AHCA, the American Health Care Act, which House Republicans just moved through, people who live in the Roaring Fork Valley, live in mountain communities, what does this change for them? If the status quo is the ACA, what does this new bill propose to do?
I think we start off talking about what happens to the Medicaid expansion. Colorado was one of a good number of states that chose to expand Medicaid eligibility. And what the American Health Care Act would do is it would take away the funding mechanism that the federal government gave the states that made that possible. 5% of folks in Pitkin County would lose coverage because you have about almost 900 adults that have come into insurance through the Medicaid expansion. Garfield County has about just under 3,800. 2,247 people in Eagle County are in Medicaid because of the expansion. Then you look at people who are insured. So currently, people under 400% of the federal poverty level, or about $94,000 a year for a family of four, can get an individual insurance policy with a premium subsidy through Colorado's Health Exchange. The American Health Care Act proposes to get rid of those subsidies, which are currently based on geographic rates, so areas that have higher health insurance premiums, people get more help.
Mm-hmm.
And income, so people get more help if they're lower on the income scale and less help if they move up. They're proposing to get rid of those and to give people subsidy based on age. Younger people are going to wind up in better shape than older people, but older people are going to wind up in serious straits because the subsidies are going to go down and because they're taking away some of the protections that currently exist under the Affordable Care Act.
Congressman Scott Tipton, who's the congressman for much of the Western Slope, his office put out a press release that basically argued that the American Health Care Act would not allow insurers to discriminate against people with pre-existing conditions. Is that true?
I don't think so. Under the American Health Care Act, states are going to have the flexibility to design their own essential health benefits plan. Say a state decides not to cover pharmacy, or say a state decides not to cover maternity care, then if it's no longer an essential health benefit, those Affordable Care Act protections go away. So if you have a pre-existing condition that can only be covered in that category, but the state decides to drop that category, where are you going to get that coverage?
If the current bill were to be passed by the Senate, what could people in the Roaring Fork Valley, what could they expect to see from their health care coverage?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, those people on Medicaid are going to have to worry about how long they're going to be able to stay on Medicaid before it phases out. I think with respect to the private insurance market, the chances are good that we'll start to see increases in insurance rates fairly soon. Now, over time, those rates might even out, and some of them may go down. But the reason that they're likely to go down is because there's going to be attrition from people who can't afford to participate in this new marketplace. And so I think about this less as an attempt to improve the healthcare system than an attempt to realize savings that then can be used to fund tax cuts. Because I don't think anybody who is designing a healthcare system would design it in this way. The Affordable Care Act, I think everybody agrees, is not perfect. But this dismantling of some of the core principles of the Affordable Care Act, that everybody ought to be insured, that everybody ought to be protected against financial catastrophe, and everybody with pre-existing conditions ought to have coverage, this does not do that.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.
So Elizabeth Arenales is the director of the health program at the Colorado Center on Law and Policy. And I'm Wyatt Orm with Aspen Public Radio.